Dictation for Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, June 8, 87. Address as a letter to Dr. Jonathan Irias, E-I-R-U-S. Dear Dr. Irias, follow-up 6298145. Dear Dr. Irias, a follow-up for Mr. Jones, who has chronic kidney disease, who has morbid obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and prior steroid-sensitive nephrotic syndrome. Last visit in September. Following a low salt diet, edema appears to be stable. Has morbid obesity and diabetes has been difficult to control. He's having severe diarrhea, question related to metformin. He's probably 15 or more times through the day, completely watery without blood melena, no fever, abdominal pain, good appetite, no vomiting, no decrease in urination. He still has amphomines, proteinuria, sleep apnea on CPAP machine, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication review. I will highlight the Lasix, Losartan, Aldactone. Today, blood pressure was 128 over 100, repeat 126.96. No respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, morbid obesity, weight 342. Lungs are clear, there is tachycardia, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness. Obese legs, some degree of edema, no cellulitis. No focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Few days ago, November, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal potassium, the previously low sodium improved up to 130, normal acid base and normal kidney function at 0.8, normal albumin, calcium and phosphorus. Last thyroid studies, TSH normal September of this year. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of a steroid sensitive nephrotic syndrome. Biopsy was not able to be done because of body size and at that time edema. In that opportunity, there was severe nephrotic syndrome with low albumin and generalized edema and anasarca. He responded very well to steroids, unfortunately developed a number of complications. Kidney function is normal. We are doing maximal dose of losartan 100 milligrams. Our attempts to increase aldactone were complicated with high potassium and worsening of low sodium, for what we decreased the dose to 25 milligrams, and those potassium abnormalities has corrected an improvement of the sodium concentration. He is continue doing salt and fluid restriction. I do not see an indication for renal biopsy at this point in time. As edema is stable and there is normal albumin and normal kidney function. His nephrotic range, however, is proteinuria. His proteinuria, however, is nephrotic range with the last 24-hour collection in September at 4.68 grams. I will not do any empirically steroids in this opportunity because of the prior side effects. Another issue is the persistent diarrhea, which could be related to medications, but is going to require further workup. I did not see gross evidence of acute abdomen today. He has not been using any Imodium or Lomotil, which I will not oppose. Continue management of sleep apnea. We'll follow with you.